and welcome to Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. This is Reverend Shreese Thorne inviting you to journey to all that is.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining our show today. I am looking forward to talking about unconditional love and acceptance and how to use that energy to know yourself as one with all that is, or in other words, to become the divine spirit that you are so that you may greater enjoy your existence. I also have my co-host, Reverend LaVon from Sky, Minnesota, on the line with me today. And we will be just sharing some of the teachings that we have received from All That Is about how to use this energy of unconditional love and acceptance, forgiveness, compassion, to change the way that we see ourselves, see the world around us, which will in turn change our lives. Hi, LaVon, are you there? No, she's not. Okay. Well, whenever she's ready, Don, if you can time her in for me. I will just start sharing a little bit about the Ascension program that we run out of the New Dawn School of Enlightenment. And the reason why I offer these courses is because there's a lot of souls or people on the planet who Hi, thank you again, everyone, for joining us for today's show. We are going to be talking about the power of unconditional love and acceptance and how to use it to become one with all that is, or to become the knowing spirit that you are and to fully enjoy your existence. With me today is my co-host, Reverend LaVon from Sky, Minnesota. Hi, LaVon.
Hi.
And I'm glad that you're joining me today for this special program.
Thank you.
The reason why I think it's very valuable to talk about the power of love and acceptance, because my clients and the people who come to the school and the people who purchase the book and just everyone in general, we're all seeking to better our lives. We're all seeking to enjoy ourselves more than we are enjoying ourselves now. There are a lot of people who are sad, they're depressed, and they're lonely, they're living in lack and poverty, and they just seem genuinely lost, and they're seeking something, and that something is themselves, really. They're seeking the source that's within them. And at first we have to go to teachers and different programs and foundations and schools, which is why I started up the New Dawn School of Enlightenment, which we run, which LaVon is the director of. But in the end, the light that we're seeking is actually coming from within us. So teachers and these programs and the schools and these wonderful churches and temples, they do wonderful things. They really help us to grow and evolve. But in the end, it has to be the light that's within your own temple, and I mean your physical body, that you see that will really bring you the greatest peace and the greatest joy. And one of the ways to do that is to start loving and accepting the things in your life that you're just not happy with right now. And the reason why I'm saying that the love and acceptance is the way to start is the resistance that we place to things, our situations and our circumstances, the resistance, the very energy of resistance is what's causing those circumstances to continue. It's just an energy field. So that disruption, that anger or that rage or that resentment or that bitterness that we're holding on about certain things in our lives is what is keeping that circumstance to continue. So one of the first things I suggest to people is to just love and accept whatever it is that you don't like. I'm not saying condone it. Condoning is not the same as saying, I accept that I have created this circumstance right now in my life or this situation. I accept and I love myself. This is all that I could have done. And I now seek different circumstances. I seek something better, something more loving and more kind. But before you can seek something else, you have to accept what you're experiencing, accept where you are, accept who you are, accept what you've been able to manifest or what you're not able to manifest as yet. Because it's very important that we come from a place of acceptance. When we accept ourselves, we're realizing that we're doing the best we can. And also that acceptance, that pure acceptance, is a pure frequency of divine light and love. And that's what I call the Mother of God, or the Divine Mother, Divine Mother, Father God. That energy of unconditional acceptance and unconditional love and forgiveness is what the Source gives to us all the time. So when we use that energy of acceptance, we are being most like the Source. We're being our true selves, let's put it that way. So every moment that I accept something unconditionally, and I'm not saying condone, I'm saying accept that it has happened, accept the way people are acting, accept what's going on in the world. So when I accept it, I expand my consciousness out to the all that is, or the Divine Mother, Father, God, or Spirit Creator. I expand my consciousness out to that level. And every time I expand it out to that level, I become more like that energy, which is what I really am, spirit. And I become a little less human. And, of course, we're very human. We're living on this planet, and we're using human bodies. Of course we're going to be human. But what we want to do is educate that human nature, expand it out, and start sourcing from our spirit nature, or some people call it Buddha nature. I call the Mother, Father, God nature, or the Goddess nature. Because it's our divine right to be able to access that level of consciousness within us and live that way. Because that's where the joy comes from. Joy doesn't come from human nature. Nothing about human nature brings us joy. It's when we educate that human nature and expand it out that we really can fully enjoy our lives. Then we can enjoy the body. Then we can enjoy the job and the family and working and all the other things that we do on this planet. We can fully enjoy it when we know that we are spirit using a body in order to exist and to grow and evolve and to know more of ourselves.
You know, that sounds really good, right?
But, yes, it does.
But how do you get to that point? That's, you know, because, you know, I mean, I'm sure there are people thinking that, and maybe there aren't. Maybe there are those that have experienced good mentors and have helped them, or they just know what we're talking about. So maybe should we tell them, kind of, that way we can share with them what we do.
Sure. I'm so glad you're on the line with me, Lavonne. I get off on little tangents. Part of the school, the Ascension program that we're sharing, is to help people get to that end point. It's a support system. I call it a school because I really don't know what else to call it, but the school is really inside the mind of the soul. What we're really doing is we're just helping people to go within and to find the truth that's within them. So step number one, I'm advocating, is to accept yourself. And step number two would be to know that the truth is within your own soul and to find those teachers and mentors and schools or whatever that would allow you to be the God Goddess that you are, or to be the divine spark that you are, instead of disempowering you. So Levon, why don't you share a couple of ways that you use to know yourself as more divine? I know you call the source the divine, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what are some of the ways that you participate, and what do you do to know yourself as more divine?
Better is to share how with what you guys did with me, and that's, you know, you and your mom, now we all work together, and I do basically the same thing. And the main thing is, you know, all of us, I think, want to accept, but it's not easy, you know, because you meet people that do horrible things, and that's what unconditional love is. So working with you and your mom, I found out that in our energy field, and I guess you can call it aura, we've been kind of hanging on to things, and we can't feel any different than what's in our energy field. In fact, I have to honestly say, just in the last few weeks, I really see that. I didn't see it. I saw it, but not like I see it now. For example, if I, you know, I do something that most of my acquaintances think is bad, because there's nothing really good or bad, but, you know, and maybe I have not peace with something that I say or do. Instead of getting so hard on myself, I just realize it's in my energy field, so I need to clear it. And one thing with our school, that's what we do. We have programs that teaches people how to clear, and then they can help others. So that's really important, that we don't get so hard on ourselves, because, you know, I myself, and I know others, sometimes there's certain things just keep popping up, and we get pretty hard on ourselves. We can be our worst enemy. But we shouldn't really get hard. We should get rejoiced that, hey, this is in my energy field. I didn't even know it. So then that's what our school offers, is different ways of getting rid of it. And it's really quite simple, but it, you know, you need to learn. Otherwise, you don't know how to get rid of it. So
maybe you could elaborate a little bit more by what you mean when you say, just for those people that don't understand, what do you mean by, this is in my energy field?
Well, that's really what we are, right? I mean, I don't know about everyone out there, but some of us can see auras. And sometimes, what do you call those little, some people call them orbs, mm-hmm. you know? And that's our energy field. That's really what we are, what we're composed of, is our thoughts, our consciousness. You know, and you mentioned something also, that when we think a certain way, then the consciousness changes. And that's kind of interesting, because what was coming through my mind when you were saying that is, that's why a big part of the world is having such strife and misery, because their consciousness is there. They've chosen, obviously, this lifetime to experience that form of consciousness. If I don't know if I'm saying the right thing, but well, how people think and feel. And, you know, that's our goal, though. One person has to start. One person has to be changing their consciousness, clearing their aura, clearing their energy field, because that's all we are, is really thoughts.
Yeah, energy, know? Yeah, thoughts. Thoughts,
yeah,
energy.
Yeah, thoughts. In fact, I can remember when I was quite young, I came to a conclusion that, you know, the real me is really what I think. And my eyes seem to be the main, when I look at people in their eyes, I can say, I see a lot just by the way their eyes, their emotional part of their eyes, you know, softness, hardness, whatever. And all I know for myself, I am amazed. I have a situation with an individual, and I don't want to get into it because that's not fair to bring them up on our station. But I had a real problem with this person. But when I cleared, you know, people have even...
What do you mean by cleared? Just so that, because some people don't use the word clear. What do you mean, I clear?
Well, clearing is, okay, let's say I find out that I get angry all the time, especially when a certain thing pops up that's in my energy field. It may have been, most of the time, it's from our past lives or things that have happened when we were young. So let's say, I'll use an illustration of how I cleared an individual, and it was kind of cute because this individual didn't come for a trauma erase, is what I call it, because in the area I'm at, we have to speak a little more their mindset. It's not new age up here at all, you know. I mean, you run into a few individuals. So this person said, well, let me have my ears done, because I do ear canning, because he got a gift certificate. And the other half hour, let's do this thing you call trauma erase. And this man, is a very loving, I mean, his number one complaint is that women pour all their problems on his shoulders. And he's married, and he's very faithful. And I don't think he really minds, but, you know, you and I can say that sometimes it gets to be a little too much when people mm-hmm. put all their burdens on us. So here we're doing what I do with when I do the trauma erase, and I can do it on the phone. In fact, I found out it's even more powerful on the phone, is we do muscle testing, but not always. Well, anyways, this individual all of a sudden starts seeing when he was a little boy, and this guy, I think you could call him a saint. He just seems to have it together. Obviously, he's an old soul, and he came here to help. But, you know, if we don't clear our energy field, if we don't release our thoughts, our emotions, it can do a little hindrance to what we do, you know, what we've come here to be as healers, mentors, teachers, comforters. Your mom said a really special term. We're all humanitarians. Well, anyways, he was all of a sudden, and he didn't know he could see visions because not everybody does, but all of a sudden he saw himself at this birthday party. He was like three. And all his life, even though he didn't remember it, but it was in his energy field, there was a thought, an emotion that he didn't clear. And he saw his friend's birthday at a birthday party, a beautiful bike, and because he was only three, he thought that was for him. But they gave it to the boy's birthday boy. And he was so hurt because he didn't get that bike, but he was only three. But because he saw that and he understood that it was not his, he erased that negative, that lower energy out of his energy field. And I remember he finally sat up and he says, I can't lay down no more. And I says, why? He says, because I'm crushing my wings, my angel wings. So for some reason, because that was, and then they showed him his wings, almost like they just gave them to him, the wings. At that moment, the angels or whoever gives you the wings. And when he sat up, we didn't hardly say anything, and we've never talked since. But that's just an illustration. It's so simple. But that was a thought that he did not remember, and he had to clear it. And I have learned, and I'm sure there's more things, but if you can understand, there's a healing in that, and if you can forgive, and I'm sure there's others. But when I work with people, that's what it seems to be the number two issues. Understand, just like the individual I had real issues with, one of the big clearings and that we get along so much better is because I understand from what this person went through as a young person. And then I had, of course, to forgive him and forgive myself.
Yeah.
And people are just amazed how I look at this person and how I handle it than I used to. And they just can't believe it. And they know enough that I have rights to feel the way I did.
Of course.
And think. And I don't care who we are. We're human. And especially if we don't have our energy field cleared, we can't. There's no way. I mean, there's different methods, I'm sure, even through the Christian movement. There's different ways. I mean, the universe, the divine, looks down and understands where we're at. So it's really important. And I mean, it's just amazing how people, I like to work with people, and as a rule, they see and be told what to deal with. And if not, we use muscle testing. But then sometimes I have to use the gifts that I was given. You know, like I can see past lives and things like that. But it's neat to let the people do as much, see as much, so they don't think you're making things up. It's more real to them when they see it and hear it. And
well, also, you don't want to disempower people.
Yes.
The greatest form of healing is just facilitating awakening in another, because it's also
healing,
take away someone's power if you're doing all the work for them, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, so many of us have been trained to be led, and like you said, we need to train people to find out for themselves, because the only true permanent healing is self-healing. But we can show people how, and we can, you know, be a tool if it's in their cards, if that's part of their walk, you know.
Yes, and I actually think it's part of everyone's walk when it's time for them to choose it, because there's a time and a season for everything. So when the soul is ready, ways and methods and the teacher and the path will make itself available. We never want to rush it.
Yes, and I think the hardest thing of being a teacher, a mentor, or, you know, whatever you want to call us that help people clear, is when you see certain things, you want to help it, but sometimes we never, you know, sometimes they have to endure that particular lesson, and they may not clear it this lifetime. They may have even chosen to be a tool for someone else's lessons. So we need to really ask for guidance and just see what happens, you know.
Definitely. And the guidance is the key. When you accept and you can forgive, what I mentioned before, you expand your consciousness out to the all that is of the Mother, Father, God. And when you expand it out to that level, you become aware of what you really are, which is your true self or your real self or your divine self. And that divine self knows everything. That's why I call my book Knowing Spirit. And the website is Knowing Spirit and the blog is Knowing Spirit, because what I'm trying to tell everybody in a not-so-subtle way is that you are the Knowing Spirit. We are all the Knowing Spirit. We just have to access that knowingness that's within us. We just got to sit still and get to it. And there's lots of different ways to do it. But in the end, we are all divine. No one is greater or less than another. And that's my greatest joy, is to help people realize that they are important and that they are special and that they have within them everything that they need in order to evolve into the being that they already are. I mean, in the end, we're already this pure spirit. We're just remembering. It's like a dream and we're waking up. And one of the fastest ways to wake up is to accept what you've created, do what you can to change your creations, which is changing your thoughts, and you call it clearing,
mm-hmm.
right? And you've worked with people and you do the trauma erase, which I've seen, which is incredibly powerful. So this trauma erase, and then whatever the path somebody chooses, the acceptance and the unconditional love and the forgiveness is the key. Is like the key to opening the door to the soul. So you open the door through forgiveness and acceptance. And then once you've opened the door, guess what happens? You have access to all this light. It's just like we all own homes or apartments or rooms or whatever, or a corner, whatever it is. But inside that house, inside that apartment or in that condo, you reside there. So, but just imagine that you cannot get into your home because you don't have the key. But that home is yours. You own the home. You've paid for it. It belongs to you. You were actually born with that home. And that home is beautiful. It's divine. It's holy. And in the home, there are all the luxuries that are available in this entire universe. Everything is inside that home. All the wealth. All the wisdom, all the intelligence, all the intuition. You know, we have a lot of psychics that are clairvoyant, and I've been to some of them, and I've even trained people to be clairvoyant. But the point is, it is a skill that's in that house. So if you imagine your house, let's say it's got 12 rooms, symbolically 12 rooms. In each room, there's a different skill. There's a different talent. There's a different ability. The house is yours, though, and all you got to do is open the door. But sometimes it's really hard to find the key. It's even harder to find the key if you don't even think you have the house. So I think the most important thing is to realize we all have our own home, and it's our temple, and that's our soul. And within the soul is contained everything that's within the source. In order for the soul to exist, it has had to have come from the source. It is just emanating or reflecting out. We don't leave the source. You can't leave it. We're just reflecting out from it. Now, some people can see the source. I can see it all around me, which I'm so grateful for, because the only way I'm able to know these things is because I can see now, but which I've had to really seek, really work incredibly hard to get, because I knew that my peace and happiness were not going to come about unless I did that extra work to find out who I was. And once I realized I had my own beautiful home, which was my soul, then I realized that home was the source itself. So if we imagine everyone in their home right now or their apartment or their condo or even their office at work, some people live where they work, that is yours to keep. You were born with that. But we don't know we have it. We think we are this physical body, but we're not. Our soul is huge. It's immense. It's beyond even conception. It's pure white light, pure love frequency. We're just not awake to it. So the older you get as a soul, you start becoming aware. You see auras, you see energy. Sometimes you see people who've crossed over. But all that is irrelevant once you see that the source is within you and everywhere around you. So when you forgive and you accept and you love, you take that key to the front door and you open up that door. And then when you open it up and you walk in to a temple of love. You walk into the temple of the knowing spirit that you are, or the church of the divine, or the holy grail, the all that you want to be, the universe. It's yours, but you have to open up the door. And then you have to feel worthy enough to open up the door, and you have to realize that there is a door to open, but the door is within you. And that's kind of hard to understand, because for as many years as I've been doing this, I've always said go within, and some people are like, within? What do you mean within? To, like, my organs? So what do you think that means, Levon, going within?
Well, just from my experience, it's, and many times we do need to be shown, because even like you said, you can see the source, and I was going to ask you, maybe you can explain that after I'm done here, what do you mean by you can see it? Because, well, to be cleared is nothing more than, well, this is how I can go by myself, is if I'm not happy, if I have things that are not causing peace, then I want to clear it, I want to release it, and I want to replace it with, you know, love and peace. And you and your mom have been really wonderful to me because you have shown me that, so... It's like you said just a little bit ago, it takes a little bit of work, and takes, you know, or you said a lot of work, and you can. But it's not like we're going to go out there and shovel. It's like willing, and then, you know, when we ask for doors to open, they will open. And I know when I'd go to these intuitive people all the time, they would always tell me I was going to meet this lady that was going to show me what I've really come here to do. So I just kept, every time I'd go places, I kind of, and then I met you. So just desire, have an intention, and again, we have to remember though that everybody's at a different place. Just like people that are listening to us today, it's because they're ready. Otherwise, they wouldn't be listening to us.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And they're just listening. I mean, this might be a little abstract and probably not interesting, but my real truth is that if when they're listening to my voice, they're just listening to themselves. When they're listening to you, they're listening to themselves. We are all divinely connected. If the soul never leaves the source, which is what I'm advocating, that means we are all one. So I'm just a different reflection, but I am the same as you, and you are the same as everyone around me. So on some level, we're all one, which I think was why in the Bible it said, do unto another as what you would have done to yourself. Probably not saying that right, but... What they're trying to say is that whatever you do to somebody else, you do yourself, because we are all connected. I am not separate from anybody. If I was separate, I wouldn't be able to facilitate healing. And I always use the word facilitate, because I'm not the healer. I'm just the facilitator. And we're all equal. Why would you want anyone healing you? You're powerful enough to do it yourself. You just want a little guide. You want a little teacher. That's all. But the power is within the soul. You don't ever have to go to anybody else if you don't want. You could just sit and be quiet and connect with your own soul and your own source.
Yep.
So, and I have seen people after, even if they've come to you for trauma erase, all of a sudden their light is profound. And these circumstances and these experiences that we have on this earth, these very challenging times, they cause a memory to occur. We react in a certain way. And a memory gets stuck in our body or our tissues in our cells and in the aura. And in the memory itself has got a frequency. We're all electromagnetic energy. Everything has a frequency. So let's get to the example of that boy who really felt hurt because the bike wasn't given to him.
Right.
He's walking around with this wound. Now, to be honest, when you're talking about
remember
him,
it, but
yeah, he didn't even remember it. And the first wound didn't even start with the bike. The wound started 30 lifetimes ago. He just keeps recreating the same wound over and over again so he could heal it.
Yep, okay.
This time, he's finally healed it, and he's realized that he does deserve to have a bike. That's just not the one that he's going to get. But he had to feel deserving and valuable, which a lot of people have to work on, self-value and self-worth. We all deserve to know peace and happiness. We don't deserve to suffer. We don't deserve to live in lack. That's saying God deserves to suffer. If God is within us and we suffer, then we're making our God suffer. And I would never want to do that to my God anyhow. So it's really important to realize that all these things that we keep bringing up in these lifetimes, they started a long time ago. They're just coming to the surface because we want to, like you're saying, we want to clear. We want to be happy. But the power, the true power is always within the person. When I say go within, I mean connect with your soul and connect with your highest self. Part of that starts with realizing what is a higher self. So maybe we can talk about that. What do you think? How do you describe your higher self, Levon?
Well, like the Bible says, we are made in the image and likeness of God. So that's just who we really are. We just forget. In fact, our number one reason that even mentors, teachers come in our path is just to help us remember. So it's that everybody's at different levels. Is that right or am I wrong? Is everybody kind of at a different level or are we all?
Well, we're all, I mean, okay, at the core level, we're all the same. We're
okay.
All the source. But then when we reflect out, we're all different individuations. So we're all unique. We're unique reflections, but we're all from the same source. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's like
yeah.
When you and your mom talk, we have a term, and I'm sure others do too, that's called all that is. That's
yes, where, Richard,
that's,
yes.
Each of us have our own separate all that is, our special. It's the highest spiritual aspect of ourselves, what we've picked up from all the past lives and experience and learned. And it's, you know, there's a verse in the Bible that says we're never given more than we can handle. So it's like when we're ready to go a little further, things will happen and then we can clear.
Yes.
And, you know, I know I use that word a lot because it's just, you know, there's different ways and so many different people at different levels of clearing. But I've learned that, again, that if I'm doing something that doesn't give me peace, then I want to clear. Because that's the final, that's what we want, is peace. The Bible talks about it over and over, that peace. And, you know, and then if we get the peace, then others that are around us will pick up our consciousness so we can help others.
Yes, yeah. Well, we're all energy. So whatever, however we're vibrating, of course it's going to affect the people close to us, even the people further away. We're just because somebody's on the other end of the planet doesn't mean I'm not affecting them. I may not be aware I'm affecting them, but we're all one.
Well,
I used to do
a lot of door knocking when I was a gospel worker, and I noticed that when I hit strips of blocks of people, they would be the same attitude so often, even sicknesses and illnesses. Now I understand, because it seems, I mean, and maybe I'm wrong, but it seems like, you know, the closer they are to certain things, they seem to really pick it up. Is there anything with that?
Well, like attracts like, the law of attraction, which I can't remember the book now, but I know it's out there, and it's the big, you know, Kahoo word right now, but like does attract like. So I know we say opposites attract, but in the end, energy, frequency, will attract the same frequency to itself. So a higher frequency, when it has a lower frequency coming around, like the tuning fork, it'll bring that lower frequency up, which is how I hold the meditation or the satsang I do every day at 11 o'clock. It's that concept of I'm calling on the all that is, and I call on the saints and the angels and the archangels and the ascended masters. I call on them to come into the circle around me. So that when I offer the blessing of liberation, which I do every day at 11 now, I'm bringing in that divine light and that energy of divine light that's around me and within this temple will then bring up all the energies of all the names of people who petitioned to receive the blessing. So I have a list, and I don't even know if I've sent it to you, but we have a list, and every day we pray and we we do the ceremony of liberation, and that's a powerful experience that I have yet to see someone receive the blessing and not have had a transformational experience. And that's because it's not just me, where I'm calling on everyone I can call on. I'm calling on that I can see and that which I can't see. I'm calling on the highest of the high. And when you call, you will receive. If you ask, it will come to you. That's a law as well. Whatever you desire, you will end up bringing to you in the end. And whatever you allow to happen will be allowed. So I'm allowing energies to enter the home and the temple and my body, because that is my divine desire, my divine will. Actually, it's my dharma, it's my duty, that's why I'm here. But we all are divine. It's just choosing to dwell with that aspect of ourselves. Do you understand what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah, so you're choosing to dwell with that aspect of your soul that wants to live in peace.
Yep.
And in order for you to live in peace, you have had to do a lot of trauma, erase on yourself, and now your desire is to offer it to others, right?
Yes. In fact, I was just thinking when you were talking how you say we want to accept and all that stuff. And a lot of people, I'm sure, that are listening, or you know of people, their first desire is they like to read past lives, be a psychic, and all that stuff, you know. And there's nothing wrong with that. But what really, really is, like you started off with unconditional love, which is accepting. Because we don't have to like everybody. You know, that's a misconception. A lot of people think, well, to love, that means when you see them, your heart goes beating and you really
yes.
enjoy them. But the true love is just to accept them where they're at. But now that I have gotten into this mindset and I see things, especially past lives and how people have come here to learn lessons, teach lessons by, like it's easy to be the good guy, but there's people that are willing to be the rapist or whatever because that person needed to go through that because of a past life or whatever. So, but what's really neat is when you finally do clear, and it, you know, it sounds boring, but it's really not at all. It's really exciting. Then the gifts that, if you've chosen to use those gifts this lifetime, they're really potent, you know. And because the main thing is, I feel, you know, even the scriptures in the Bible talk about the agape love. But, you know, you read those things, and a lot of people don't understand. And then when I learned that, it means all you have to do is really accept someone. But, again, it's not natural to accept just anyone. So we need to, we have tools that can help people. And there's one gal I did a trauma erase on, and she says, you know, LaVon, since we've had our session, I have not raised my voice at my husband once. And I guess she had a real nagging, yelling streak. I'm sure he noticed that. So he's going, well, I wonder what happened. And we just had one. And actually, we didn't even want to have a trauma erase. We were going to do a Reiki session. But it kicked into a trauma. So.
Yeah, and then things evolve. I mean, your soul is in control in the end if you give it the power. And you receive what you need to receive.
Exactly. And there's a handful of cases like that. You know, and then when I do massage and ear canning and stuff like that, I see people, it's like they're kind of white, but they got some darker spots. But when they're done, they're glowing white.
Yeah.
You know, so, and then I've talked to people that have said, you know, I came there for this, but you know what, I was led to do this. So a lot of times, that's the way the universe works. You know, some people think when you touch them, they're going to be completely healed. They get the wisdom to heal themselves, like go to the doctor or eat this or quit this. And in my head, a lot of times, I'm thinking that's what they should be doing, but the situation shows me, I felt I shouldn't because that's kind of personal. And here they get shown anyway, so I guess I've got to keep learning what I'm supposed to do. But every time they get told, in fact, every once in a while, I'm ready to say something, and they start telling me. And I'm thinking, because that's what I was thinking they should do. So it's really, everybody's unique. Each situation's different. And some people see movies when you work with them, and some people just get peaceful, or they get really relaxed. So
that relaxation is the feeling of the dense energies or the lower energies or karmic energies, some people call it, or painful trauma and emotions, being released from the body and then returning to its first state or its natural state of purity of consciousness.
Really?
So in other words, let's say somebody's holding in their, one of the students of the program, a wonderful healer, he's holding some stuff in his heart chakra because he wants to know a greater love than he knew before. It's not that he didn't love himself. He just, his soul wanted to expand out more. So sometimes when souls want, you know, the whole kit and caboodle, they come with some difficult lives. And because when you have these really tough, difficult lives, boy, you are pushed to your limit. So you're either going to forgive and become a saint, or you're going to, you know, drop. But he is choosing to take that lesson, and his heart chakra is just expanding. It's a phenomenal level. And I am just stunned by how much light and love is coming from within him because of the difficult times that he's experienced. So I tell people, although it's been so painful, lifetimes have been so painful on this planet. I know. I can see it. I've been through it. I've had to heal it myself. In the end, that pain will bring you freedom. That pain will force your soul to expand out. It'll force you to go back home. The pain will force you to look for your house wherever it is. It'll force you to find the key, and it'll force you to open up that door and to really take a look at that temple, the temple that you own, the temple that you were born with, that white light, that creative principle that we all came in with equally. That pain will force you to open up all of your windows and let the energy in. And sometimes during it, it's almost like hell. During it, it feels like eternal hell. You wonder, my goodness, is it ever going to end? And then we all wonder, what have we done that's so bad that we have to experience this? And those are the times that we have to keep our faith in the divine plan of the universe. The times when you really don't want to live anymore. The times when you think that you can't go on and this life is meaningless. Remember the divine plan, which I talk about every chance I get. And the divine plan is for the soul to become one with the source, with the spirit or the all that is. The divine plan was for spirit to reflect in all these different variations, different colors, different shapes, different forms, but the same source. It's reflecting out. We have all of this variety so that the source can individuate. So we've got all these little individual souls now. You know, everyone's got a soul. So we walk around, we've got, you know, billions and billions of souls on this planet alone. I can't even imagine the star system. So we have all these little souls, but the soul, every soul is just a reflection of all that is. It's just a reflection of the source. So the soul will bounce around, go from here and there and everywhere and evolve, and then they'll eventually realize, I am the source. I am the creative principle. I am the mother, father, God. I am the all that is. I am the spirit. I am creating my life. I'm creating my world with my thoughts. I'm in charge of my soul's evolution. And when I become one with all that is, I will naturally want to help other people. The only desire of spirit is to help itself. When you become one with all that is, all you want to do is help everybody else because you realize everybody else is you. But finding that tempo is the hard part, especially when you're suffering, especially when you're in severe pain and trauma. I spent a few days in the cancer ward downtown Chicago, and my goodness, that's painful. And there's little children experiencing that trauma. And we take our life for granted. Every day we take life for granted. And I went down there, and there are the children who know they're not going to live for very long. But they have a smile on their face, and they're grateful because they're still pure. They still know they're going to go right back to the source when their soul leaves their body. We have been conditioned to become afraid of death, but those children know they're going to go right back to the source. It's their parents who have the difficulties of having their child leave. But this this existence is not meaningless. We didn't incarnate out of sheer boredom. We had desires, and the soul's desire was to become one with the source, or to know itself as the source. Why else would the source reflect in different variations? Why else would the source go through all the trouble of creating this universe? I mean, if it was happy the way it was as a single entity, then it would have stayed a single entity. But instead, it fragmented, and in an illusionary level, because all of this is an illusion, because we can't separate from the source. The only illusion is that we have separated. We think that we're different people. We're all just one source reflecting different energies of the same source. So that's why I call it a dream. So it's divine. It's a divine plan. The soul's divine destiny is to become one with all that is. It deserves it. And one with all that is bliss. We deserve bliss. And I'm talking eternal bliss. I'm not talking temporary. I'm not even talking maybe one lifetime is good and one lifetime is bad. I'm talking eternal bliss. That is our birthright. If the soul reflects from the source and it individuates and it becomes an individual and it has a personality and it goes through all these lifetimes here and who knows where else, its right is to become one with the source. Its right is to know peace, eternal peace. Because why else would you exist if you were not going to experience eternal peace? Why would you go through the trouble of existing if you weren't going to enjoy it? I don't think that spirit's stupid. It's so intelligent that I can't even begin to understand. But I know that it didn't differentiate and it didn't reflect so that it could suffer. I know that it didn't do that. So I'll give you a minute to talk to LaVon. I know I'm going on a little rampage, and then I want to close off with a short prayer. Is there anything that you wanted to add today?
I was just going to say that most of the people that I meet that are very, very powerful healers, very advanced spirit beings, they really had a tough childhood. And I believe it's because, like what you said, but also so they can really be empathetic with people. Because, you know, I've met people that have never had things, and you tell them something, they just kind of almost tell you, well, why did you allow it, and on, as if, you know. So, you know, I'm trying to say. So those that are listening, if they've had a really tough, you know, life, it's, and now they're listening to us, you know, there's a pretty good chance that their calling is coming to a head. Well, they're going to be healers themselves if they haven't already, but they're going to become more, you know, by clearing, etc. So that's it. And then maybe we need to give them our phone numbers.
Oh, sure. Thank you for keeping me on track.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, why don't you give out your information first?
Okay. Those that are even curious about, because what I'll do is if you call, we can talk a little bit just to answer some questions, see if that's what they want. But if you want, just call this number, 218-425-3983, 218-425-3983. And I do have a special program that if you call me, I can call you back because I pay one price. Again, call to see if you want a clearing or else just questions about it because, you know, like, you don't really know me. So, again, 218-425-3983.
And you have a blog spot?
Boy, you know what?
Yeah, probably don't.
I have to go get it. Like I said, my clock stopped on me, so I wasn't as prepared as I'd like to be.
That's okay. They can call your number, which is important, and also.
And I can call them back if they can't afford to call long distance. Yeah.
Oh, sure. I appreciate you offer the trauma race, and also you run the school, so you offer retreats in your area. In the name.
Yeah,
of
we have, and we have some fantastic things you can do through the mail.
Yeah,
really step-by-step stuff, which I think is great. I mean, you know, when you work with me, you remember how wet behind the ears I was? You guys had to take me by my hand, and I really appreciate it. And that's what we were, because I've experienced that, I really can be understanding and want someone that wants to be helped slowly, carefully.
Yeah, and we all deserve that. We deserve the patience of spirit. We're not in any kind of rush. We deserve patience and unconditional love and acceptance. So thank you for joining me today.
Well,
my information, my website is www.knowingspirit.org. On the website, you'll find out information about the school that we run, the New Dawn School of Enlightenment, which is a correspondence course for those souls that are seeking to evolve to a higher level of consciousness, souls that are wanting to become one with all that is and to heal the pain and the trauma in their lives. Also, people who would like to become spiritual facilitators as a career. And the reason why I'm throwing that in is most of the people I work with, I can't even call them students because they're not my students. They're my co-creators on this planet. So the co-creators that come to me looking for just some spiritual guidance and support are usually healers in some way, shape, or form, and just need a little help to get there. So we do offer lots of certifications, and that you can find that on the web. I also have a blogspot, knowingspirit.blogspot.com, and I post articles as often as I can, and I do welcome comments, and I wanted to say thank you to the people who have been commenting. And I'd actually like to end off with one of the articles that I wrote. My number, if somebody is interested in joining for the daily satsang, which is a blessing and a ceremony every day at 11 a.m., which is Central Time, it is just like attending a temple, and I do offer people to call in. If they feel that they really do truly need the healing of that, they can call in and be part of the satsang. My number is 1-815-483-1141. And they can call that at any time. Just leave a message, and of course I'll return the call as soon as I can. I'd like to leave today with this message that I shared shortly after Christmas. I wanted to do as much as I can for the people on this planet, and I felt that I wasn't doing enough. As we all know, some of us are very sensitive, and I'm one of them. But the sensitivity is a blessing, not a curse. And I feel that it is part of our divine duty. It's actually a part of our privilege to help others, which is why I offer the daily satsang at 11, which I pray for the people on the planet, and I offer the blessing to anyone who feels that their soul needs some blessing and some facilitating of liberation. Just a facilitation. The soul liberates itself. I'm just facilitating it. And also the sessions I offer for people who do want to go to that higher level. But my greatest joy is to offer the unconditional love and acceptance and compassion and mercy of all that is the Divine Mother, Father of God. That is where I get my joy from, and that's what I do as often as I possibly can. And I do that for myself. Because there is nobody outside of me. So I'll leave with this today. This was written shortly after Christmas. And this is for anybody who also wants to know how to help the souls around them, but they don't really know how. Sometimes it's as simple as just bringing them into your heart. So if you want to just do a quick meditation, we've got exactly 2 minutes left. If you want to just take a long, slow, deep breath in and just open up that heart chakra out to all the people that you care about in your life, and we say this for them. We forgive for those who don't know how. We forgive for those who don't know why they should. We forgive for the robbed and the beaten. We forgive for the enslaved and the bruised. We forgive for the ones who can't forgive for themselves. We forgive for everyone and everything. We forgive ourselves. We forgive everything. We forever give all that has ever been. We forgive for all, and when we do, we change history. For our story will not be the same if all has been forgiven. We will release our shame and move into the light. We will no longer need those lessons of pain and sorrow. We will let go of our need to defend from further harm, safely immersed in the light. The light cannot be harmed. The light cannot be undone. It is everywhere, waiting to be seen. And when we experience the freedom of forgiveness, we then experience the ecstasy of gratitude. For then we see those whom we have had to forgive are the very same ones who brought us to this ecstasy. And when we embrace the ecstasy of cellular gratitude, the gratitude that brings forth the forgiveness, and the forgiveness that brings forth the gratitude, the divine cycle of heaven, bliss is all there can be. Whatever we do for everyone, because we remember we are all one. Whatever I do for everyone, because I remember everyone is me. And it is so, and it is so, and it is so. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today.
That was beautiful. And thank you. And thank you for having me be part of this. So.
Thank you. Okay. Peace be to everybody. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. Please visit our website at www.knowingspirit.org. And if you would like to be a guest on our program or book a private consultation with Reverend Shreese Thorne, please call us at 1-815-483-1141. Until then, this is Reverend Shreese sending you light and love on your journey home.